Hello, Audio Boom. It's me.
And me.
And this is our weekly Archers chat.
So we're actually BJ and Fee.
Yeah. So I just want to start off by a slightly negative point, really. This shoehorning the election into it is a bit tiresome. This thing about, you know, getting young Pip to vote and her not knowing anything about the political process and her going to the polling, you know, booth and Jazza not knowing what to do. It's all a bit annoying, really. I know the Archers started off as a thing in the war.
No, it
almost
didn't.
Propagandary. No?
1951.
Okay, after the war. Almost propagandary regarding doing this and that. But
it was. Apparently they used to have some bits where, like,
public service.
They'd read out information from the Ministry of Farming stuff.
And if you'll see, not an inch vegetable, it's called a carrot. Mm. Yeah, so I think they're still doing that. They're trying to, you know, use Pip as a vehicle to communicate with the younger folk, which is interesting and tiresome.
Tiresome, isn't
it? Tiresome.
Oh, how tiresome.
Talking of younger folk, we got Toby wants a bit of... doesn't he?
Probably, yeah.
I must confess, I did enjoy Thursday's episode. Because there's a lot of good stuff in it. You got Toby... and Rex, you know, public school names, if ever I've heard them. And,
I don't know, I knew a Rex who was... I was going to say quite normal.
That's not nice. I knew a Rex in a rugby club once.
Anyway. Oh, Rex, rugby Rex.
Yeah.
The Rex I knew played the melodeon. Oh, no, he didn't. He played the guitar. His son played the melodeon.
What a happening duo they are. So,
they were very good.
It was a good episode, Thursdays, because you had Toby and Rex and Pip and Jazza and Ed, the younger generation, having a nice little shearing session. And I thought it was quite naturalistic and quite nice, that episode.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Some nice solid acting as well. And some good effects. You even had a radio in the background.
Hmm.
Which is nice.
I didn't notice that, actually, but...
And then, to juxtapose that, you had Rob, when Helen was saying, "Darling, I think I made a decision not to keep the shop. We're going to get rid of it." "Oh, darling, are you sure, darling? It's best for you, darling, isn't it, darling?" And all that bollocks. When really he's saying, "Good."
Yeah.
"Good."
Yeah, he's going, "Good."
"Good."
Yeah.
It's like the Emperor of Star Wars, or a pantomime villain. "Use the Force, Luke. Strike down your father."
Just so you know, I seem to be eating most of these coffee beans.
Okay.
Will you be upset?
No.
Or will you want some more?
No.
Before I finish them?
No, you're fine.
Okay. They're chocolate coffee beans.
Don't hijack our Archer's
Boom. From Whittles.
With your coffee-age.
Sorry.
So,
ish.
What else happened this week do we need to talk about?
David might offer Kenton a loan.
Yep. And you pointed out, you know, David will feel guilty if he hasn't done it.
Yeah, I mean, if Kenton tells him where to go, fine. But at least David's tried.
Yeah,
that's a
fair one, yeah. Yeah, we had a ridiculous situation tonight. And I do hope, for Ed's sake, because Ed's one of my favourite characters, that he doesn't ask his horrible brother to be the best man, because... that would just hijack the whole wedding. It'd be about Will and Ed and...
Well, Will mainly, because Will's the one with the short fuse.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that he'd have to talk to Emma as well, because, like, Will's Emma's ex.
I know, it's a bit...
That's all a bit strange and weird.
He should stick to his guns and continue with his dad.
With Eddie. Being...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Will is a horrible person.
He is. He tried to strangle him once, didn't he?
Yeah, in a big scrap.
Yeah.
Even his voice gets on my...
I met him once.
Did you?
When he was about 13 or 14, yeah.
Where were you then?
Very sadly, an Archers convention.
Star Wars, Star Trek and the Archers.
I know.
What are you doing that?
Walk around and talk to different Archers-y
people.
No.
Do you dress up?
No, I didn't know.
As scarecrows?
No.
Do you look at tractors and stroke them?
No.
Do you go, "War"?
No.
Do you drink shires?
You can, you could do, yeah. Dad bought some and I tried it.
Doctor, you know how to live, don't you? Go down with the kids there. Wow.
Wouldn't you come to an archers convention with me?
Anyway, how long have we got left?
I don't know.
Speeches off. Oh, hold on.
Would you, though?
They don't happen, surely.
They do.
Where?
4 minutes and 39 seconds. Near where you live, actually, rather than where I live.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all recorded in Birmingham.
I'm going to move away from there, then.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's an excuse to move. Daddy, I'm moving to London. Oh, really? Why? Because of the Archers Convention is too close. Well.
Wouldn't you come with me?
I don't know what you'd do, because at least with Star Wars and Star Trek, you get it, you know, you see the actors and you...
You see the actors at the Archers ones.
Yeah, but they're not, like, proper.
I met Phil, Nigel, Mark. Remember Mark?
Mark Hebden.
Yeah. Very vaguely met Shula and Brian.
I had to make the fit ones.
They were doing Guess the Weight of the Cake.
Oh, my God, that's so weird. See, I'd like to...
Pat was selling ice cream.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I'd do a convention, like a Star Wars or Star Trek.
But not the Archers.
I don't see what you get out of it.
Right, well, I'm not coming to the... No, you can go with a bloke to the Star Trek, and I'll go with somebody more exciting than you to the Archers. 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
I probably would go to give it a look, but I'm... But the thing is, what?
You might even enjoy
it. I know, but with a Star Wars or Star Trek thing, you can look at different things, you can buy merchandise. But what do you do in the Archers Convention?
You can buy things. Jack Woolley gave me, I was 11 or 12 at the time, Jack Woolley gave me a box of Smarties, bless him.
Then he lost his mind.
Not yet, no.
So what else do we need to mention about this week's... Archers.
Messages, notification, Twitter, text message. Oh! Messages, notification, Twitter, text. Shut up. I don't know. Oh dear, that's not very good, is it?
It wasn't that eventful.
It wasn't, was it?
No. Some nice acting again, though, especially on Thursday.
Oh, there's the stuff about the culvert.
Yeah.
Why it was blocked, and that if it hadn't been Barrow Farm, where Rob works, would have been really flooded.
Yeah, but. Hard to believe that they had the time and the manpower to block a culvert in time for the flood.
Yeah, but which one was Charlie rescued from? Was that the blocked one?
I don't know.
Something's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
David's sort of investigating that. But Ed's told David about that and he probably wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, Ed's going to get his kneecaps capped.
By Charlie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you said Charlie's really good at acting the sort of... What did you say?
Like the kind of Casio Cad stroke villain.
What can I do for you, Ed?
What can I do for you, Ed? Yeah. I just want me, you know. Yeah.
Because this Rex wants to rent the land. But then he was asking David on Thursday about renting somewhere else, so he might end up letting Ed down.
Oh. I think Ed's going to find himself waking up in a dark alley one day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Charlie and his cohorts are going to do him in.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
They have
dark alleys in Ambridge.
Then we have Ambridge Extra, then. Charlie and the Underworld. That'd be shite. Ambridge Extra, don't even mention it. Appalling nonsense.
Oh, I liked some of them. And I thought the theme tune was brilliant.
Oh, dear. On that note, I'm going. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.